Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host, and we've got two great hours of open forum for you today. I know they're going to be great hours because Tim Staples is here with us, and that means you need to dial 888-318-7884. Any question at all from anyone at all is welcome. You don't have to be Catholic to call. The show is called Catholic Answers Live, but you can ask a question about the Catholic faith, maybe about the popes, maybe about the Bible, maybe about the sacraments. Our favorite is when you ask about Jesus. 888-318-7884. When Tim is here, the lines do fill up quickly, so you're going to want to dial 888-318-7884. But that's not all we're going to do today. In addition to our usual job, we're going to take a few minutes each hour to ask you for your financial support, and we do need it. This radio program, Catholic Answers Live, is 100% listener supported, and the world badly needs to hear about Jesus Christ, to hear about his church, and also to have some of the obstacles to accepting Jesus and his church removed. And that's what we do, and we need your support to do it. We can't do it without you. And that number, if you'd like to call and make a pledge of support, and I'm looking right now, we have a bunch of folks here at Catholic Answers on the line ready to take your call. That's 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. As I said, we're going to do our regularly scheduled program, so I'm going to give you that number one more time for those who would like to call with a question. And then I'm not going to give this number out anymore because we have to focus on the fundraising number until we are fully funded. 888-318-7884 if you have a question for Tim Staples. As we come to the end of the year 2020, we need your financial help. The way to help is to dial that number and make your pledge. Already one call. There's the first caller.
There
all right. Yay. 888-291-8000. You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or we have a new way for you to give this pledge drive. You can text the word Catholic. You could probably spell it C-A-T-H-O-L-I-C to this number. Text the word Catholic to 24365. 24365. As I said, with us is Tim Staples, and he's got some big news to share about this hour. Hi, Tim Staples.
Hello, Cy Kellett. I have big news to share.
Share it, please.
It is. There has never been a more important time for Catholic radio than right now.
Oh, amen.
My goodness. Folks, we're looking at a time of confusion and chaos in our culture. You know, I was reading the other day, Cy, about the numbers of suicides in the last 4 years. It's been extraordinary.
Oh.
And since COVID comes, the numbers are going through the roof. Nobody talks about that.
No,
that's
horrible.
It is horrible, but I think it's part and parcel of what we're seeing as a culture that is moving with rapidity away from the source of our being,
yeah,
the source of our joy, our happiness, and that is Almighty God. And so this is why I say, folks, there's never been a more important time for people to hear the Word of God and the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. Nobody else possesses the fullness of the gospel other than us. People say, you're arrogant. No, I just follow my master. His name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. Are we going to say Jesus was arrogant? Well, I hope not. He was the meekest man that has ever walked the earth, the meek and humble. But remember, humility is simply reality, right? Humility is to be in touch with reality, to acknowledge the truth about who we are and who God is to be humble. And for Jesus to say anything less than, I am the way, that is the only way to the Father,
right.
I am the truth, that is, I am reality, right?
Yep.
Truth is that which corresponds to reality. Jesus says, I'm it. And I am the life, because in him we live, we move, we have our being. He is the source of all love and all life. Well, he, as a historical fact, and maybe we can get a call or two on this one, as a matter of historical fact, my friends, this is not a matter of faith here, Cy. This is a matter of historical fact. Jesus Christ, who lived, died, was resurrected from the dead, one of the most important things he did was establish a church.
Amen. He did.
His
church. He said it himself.
And he didn't give it a name. He was too smart for that, Cy. He didn't give it a name. Anybody can usurp a name. He gave it four marks. One, holy, Catholic, and Apostolic. And my friends, the Catholic Church is that church. And so the Catholic Church cannot say anything other than we have the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because that's how Jesus established us to be. In fact, St. Paul tells us in Ephesians 1, verses 22 and 23, that the church is the body of Christ, the fullness of him who fills all in all. We are simply Jesus Christ extended into this world, and hence we offer the same gospel that he proclaimed 2,000 years ago. And folks, that is the only answer to what ails every human person that's walking outside of these doors here in San Diego, California, and all around the United States. The only answer is our one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. And that's why, my friends, we need you this week. Just as I said, there's never been a time we need Catholic radio anymore. Well, folks, there's never been a time that we need you any more than right now. Please, folks, we've got a $15,000 match, don't we?
Yes.
That means everybody who picks up the phone.
I was wondering if you were going to get to that. I stole
your thunder there. Okay. Folks, everybody who picks up the phone right now at 888-291-8000, your gift is going to be doubled. I think we've got some $1,000 givers out there that need to pick up that phone right now and give us a call at 888-291-8000. And I think we have some $20 givers out there who need to pick up that phone right now at 888-291-8000. Or remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And what is this about the text?
Oh, that's the new thing. Yeah, you can text. You just take out your phone, text the word Catholic to 24365. I remember it this way: 24 hours in a day, 365 days in a year. Pretty good, Nick, right? 24365. Text the word Catholic to 24365, and then you'll get a link to how you can help during this pledge drive. $15,000, dollar for dollar match this hour. It's a great way to start off. We only come to you 3 hours every Amen. Quarter. We'll get it done. No, excuse me, 3 days every quarter, 6 hours every quarter. And when it's done, it's done. So we come to you, and we really hope for a strong out of the gate, because that makes all the difference. That's why a generous donor has given us $15,000 to start this hour. 888-291-8000 is the number. Austin in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. I'm coming to you. I am coming to you in 1 second. I just got to tell people about our giving levels, and then we have done the preliminary work, and we can get to the fun work of answering questions about Jesus and his church.
Amen.
Again, that number to help us meet that match, 888-291-8000. If you can make a pledge of $18 a month or more, $18 a month or more, we're going to send you the movie Fatima, the 1917 miracle that made history. Yes, we're going to send you the movie. Not only that, we're going to send you a book, 100 Ways John Paul II Changed the World.
Wow.
You get both of those if you can make Fantastic. A pledge of $18 a month or more. If you can go to $45 a month or more, $45 a month or more, we're going to add in the full DVD set with workbook of Jimmy Akin's Beginning Apologetics course. So the Fantastic. First course in our School of Apologetics, you just get it. And you get the book and you get the movie as well. That's at the $45 a month level, 888-291-8000. If you are an especially gifted person that you've done very well and you can make an $84 a month pledge, that's $1,000 a year. Why is that important? Because then you become a member of our President's Club. We have a club, a giving society, the President's Club. Any member of the President's Club gets any publication for the entire year that comes out of Catholic Answers for free if they request it. You just request Fantastic. It and you get it for free. Also, you become you're automatically enrolled in Catholic Answers magazine. So if you can do $18 a month, we can send you the Fatima movie and the 100 Ways John Paul II Changed the World. At $45 a month, we'll add Beginning Apologetics, the full course on DVD with workbook. And if you can do $84 a month, you will also become a member of the President's Club with all the benefits that accrue there. 888-291-8000. Let us go to our first call.
Amen.
I'm going to say the number one more time because I see a couple of lines available. 888-291-8000. Now, Austin in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. You are up first today. Austin, your question, please, for Tim Staples. I'm having trouble, Nick.
Hey, Tim.
Hey. Oh. Welcome, Austin. What's on your mind, brother?
Yeah, I just wanted to know your opinion on divine right theory.
Yes.
Like, did did kings or queens back in the day really have the authority from God, you know,
right,
deriving their right to rule from God? Is,
right,
is that even true? What do you think?
Well, Austin, first of all, the divine right of kings is something the Catholic Church has never taught. That was actually a Protestant creation in Protestant countries, the idea of, you know, the king having the authority over the church, the state having the authority. That has always been rejected by the Catholic Church. Now, there is a, and by the way, it's understandable because they lost their authority, their ecclesiological authority, and so hence they tended to turn toward the government. Of course, Calvin established himself as the political authority there, as well as the theological authority. And of course, Luther turned to, as he called them, the Teutonic lords to take their rightful place, mm-hmm, and throw out those papists and whatnot. Now, while divine right of kings, of course, is not the truth, no king has divine right in the sense that he doesn't have to answer to Almighty God and to God's vicar on this earth, the Pope. Kings do not have absolute authority. As Pope St. John Paul the Great put it in section, I believe that starts around 70 and through 73, especially there in Evangelium Vitae, he says that every individual, every nation, everyone is bound by the law of God, and ultimately, we are bound by his vicar, who gives us the definitive interpretation of what that divine law, natural law, as well as divine law, is, as well as means. Now, unfortunately, there is no longer a Christendom, because we in the West rejected the authority of the Pope, and that's one of the reasons why I argue we've had two world wars, 100 million plus dead, nuclear weapons, and all sorts of things, because we left the authority of God's vicar on this earth. Now, having said all of that, there is a legitimate authority that governments have, be they a king, a constitutional republic like we have. God is ultimately, as the sovereign God of this universe and of our world, he's ultimately in charge, but he does, according to Romans chapter 13, especially verses 1 through 4, delegate his authority to political leaders. And so there is a truth, although divine right distorts that truth and gives way too much authority to kings, there is a truth here that governmental leaders have a legitimate authority given to them by Almighty God, but of course they must be checked by God's law and again God's vicar, so that St. Peter could say famously in Acts chapter 5, what is it, about verse 29, we ought to obey God rather than men. So whenever that divinely appointed king or president or parliament steps out of line and begins to contradict God's law, then we obey God's law rather than men. But a great question. And folks, please, you know, this is the reason why we exist, isn't it, Cy?
Yes.
To be able to give people Catholic answers. Thank God for our founder, Carl Keating, who founded Catholic Answers. Some were not exactly sure, about 1979, incorporated in 1982. And what that man has given to the world has really been astonishing. An organization that has as its purpose, its end, simply giving Catholic answers. We're not here to give you our opinions. We are here first and foremost to give you Catholic answers. That is that fullness of the gospel that I talked about before, that alone has transformative power to change not just you as an individual, not just your family, but we're talking about transforming cultures from the inside out and ultimately transforming the world. Folks, would you want to get on board to help us to accomplish this goal? Give us a call at 888-291-8000. That is 888-291-8000. Now, I didn't mean we're going to do it all by ourselves, Cy. We are part and parcel of an awesome Catholic Church that spans the globe. But we do believe Vatican Council II as prophetic a council as it was in its decree on the laity. There is no doubt that is a prophetic document that tells you and I, Cy, as lay people, we have a principal role in world evangelism. And we're seeing that happen with EWTN, Catholic Answers, you know, the Augustine yes. Institute. And we could go down the list of so many organizations. And folks, you have an opportunity right now to join us at 888-291-8000. Again, that's 888-291-8000. Or remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and you can give anytime. And this brand new deal, you can text Catholic to 24365. That's 24365. I like that, Cy.
Yeah.
24 hours a day, 365 days a
year. That's how often we're Catholic.
You can text Catholic, right? But folks, seriously, yeah. you need to understand that each time we come before you, we're operating from a deficit. Over the last 3 months, we have lost donors. And I can tell you, at this time of COVID, the numbers are escalating all around. People who would love to be able to give, but they just can't because they've lost their job. You know, in fact, I got an email from a constituent that told me exactly that. So I don't know if I sent it to you, but said, guys, I wish I could give. I can't. I lost my job.
Oh,
but
you
he'll
did.
Be
yeah.
praying. Yeah, right. I did send that to you. But he's praying. Thank God for that. And thank you for your prayers. But folks, those of you who can give, can I ask you, we need monthly givers. We need the $25 a month, $50 a month, $100 a month givers. That helps us so much at Catholic Answers because we can plan around gifts like that. Give us a call at 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Or folks, I still believe we've got some $1,000 givers out there. Cy, could we get a $10,000 gift? Folks.
Yes, if you're asking my permission.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Good, yeah, good.
Well,
yeah.
Cy says
yes.
you can call right now. I know there's some folks listening right now because we really need you right now, folks, at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need that big $10,000 gift, man. Get us on target for this $15,000 match. And one last thing, folks. You've heard me say this before, but do not let the devil lie to you and tell you that your $25, what's that, right?
Oh,
that
no.
is the biggest lie. Folks, that's how we survive at Catholic Answers. It's the $20, $25, $25 a month. That is our bread and butter here at Catholic Answers. We don't have a lot of large givers, but we've got a whole lot of good folks who love Jesus, love Holy Mother Church, and that's you. You've been thinking about it the last few drives. Well, this is the time you need to do it. So, folks, right now, all right, I'll wait for you. Okay, now, pick up that phone. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. 17 of our fellow workers here they have their phone ready to take your call, and 10 of them are available at the moment. So 7 folks on the line, 10 lines available. 888-291-8000. We've set a kind of a goal for ourselves today of having 300 callers. And listen, there's thousands of people listening. I suppose if we could share it with you directly, you'd be impressed with how few people actually pick up that phone and call. And I know many people mean to and they intend to, but the number that pick up the phone and call is small. So 300 callers in one day is an extraordinary number for us, despite the fact that we're on around the world, despite the fact that we're on hundreds of stations across the United States. $300 is huge for us. So your call matters. Say you pick up the phone and you say, I can pledge $5 right now. Well, first of all, it gets doubled because we have a $15,000 dollar for dollar match. It's $10 for us. But it's one more brick in that 300 brick wall we've got to build today if we're going to have a good, strong foundation going forward with the program. So I'm going to go back to callers. We're going to continue to have questions for Tim. It's open forum today, but a whole bunch of lines open. So I'd ask you to pick up that phone and call now, 888-291-8000. One of the things about the first hour of our 6 hours of pledge drive that we do each quarter is usually the lines are available. They're open and available. And that, you know, because we wait, we see how things are going, we procrastinate. I know I procrastinate. Maybe you're one of those people who can pick up the phone now and take advantage of the fact that there's at least 10 of our fellow workers ready to take your call at this moment. 888-291-8000. Back to the phones we go. Let's go to Alex in Missoula, Montana, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. That app is made possible by our donors as well. Everything we do is made possible by our donors. People around the world listen on that app, even in faraway places such as Missoula, Montana. Alex, go ahead with your question for Tim Staples.
Hello, sir.
Hello. Alex.
I am 18 years old, and I feel that God has called me to have a large family. I know that you have 7 kids,
yes.
So you have experience with this. What advice can you give me as a future husband and father?
Oh, man, Alex, that's a great question. I got 3 of the fail-safe best things you can do. The best things you can do. Number 1 is pray. Number 2 is pray. And number 3 is pray. All right? Because, my friend, there is no way. I can tell you there is no way to prepare for even 1 child, much less 7. As far as, I mean, look, seriously, Alex, I recommend reading books. There's lots of good information out there. Dr. Ray Guarendi, my good friend, has written all kinds of books about raising kids, and it's great to do all of that, but I will guarantee you, you will never be prepared. I will never forget, Alex, my first child, Timmy, when he was born, and when we brought him home, I remember vividly carrying him into the house, and I walked into the house, and I had this baby in my arms, and I had this profound sense of, okay, what do I do now?
I know that
what
feeling.
Do I do? There's no instruction booklet, right? And you just feel like you're absolutely powerless, and you have no idea what you're doing, and you kind of stumble through, and you learn as you go. But Alex, the pray is the most important advice anyone can give you, because no matter how much you read and such, and you should, we need to prepare ourselves as Catholic men to be good fathers. Prepare yourselves as Catholic women to be good mothers. But ultimately, you really get a sense, and I'm sure it's the same way for a priest. We have a priest out here in the control room looking on, and I'm sure he would say the same thing. You realize that you need divine power to accomplish your vocation, because ultimately a priest is called to get people to heaven. He's powerless to be able to do that on his own, and so he needs God, absolutely. Well, guess what? We're called to get each other, that is our wives, get us to heaven. Husbands, we get them to heaven, and we drag as many kids as we can with us. And guess what? We need supernatural power to accomplish that. And so, my friend, that's pray, and then pray more. You study, you prepare as best you can by being a good, virtuous, holy man. And there is nothing that anybody can throw your way that will take you off course to being a saint. That's ultimately what we are here for. And that's what all the sacraments are for, to make saints out of us. And folks, that's what we're here for at Catholic Answers, is we want you to be a saint. We want you to get to heaven. And the best way to do that is by doing it the way Jesus designed it. And that is through his one holy Catholic and apostolic church. He has given us the Holy Father. He's given us the papacy, the magisterium of the church. He's given us the 7 sacraments, this incredible, the gifts that you can't, talk about the gifts that keep on giving side.
Right.
Throughout our entire lives, the sacraments that God has given to us, what gifts they are. And we at Catholic Answers are here to help people to understand these great gifts. First, the gift of the church itself, the gift of the sacraments, the gift of our faith. But we need your help to do it, folks. So please, could you pick up that phone? Because we are, shall I say, Cy, we're not off to a good start. We are not. We have way too many open lines right now at 888-291-8000. I'm going to need you guys right now. You know what? Let me ask you this. There are some folks listening right now, you're already giving $25 a month. Can you double that? Raise it to 50. Give us a call right now at 888-291-8000. Maybe you're given 20 a month. Make it 40. Maybe it's 25. You can make it 40. Just up at $15 a month. Can you do that? Give us a call at 888-291-8000. And I am still waiting to hear from that $10,000 giver. I want to hear from you. Can I say his or her name on the air if they let me?
The person who's going to give us $10,000?
Yes.
How do you know?
I just believe it's going to happen.
Go ahead. Say their name.
No.
Oh,
no,
you mean
I can't
you,
say
oh,
now.
I thought you were a prophet. I was like, well, how is
no,
he going to say
it? I said, oh. When they call.
Yeah, you could say, if they give okay. you permission, you could say it
well,
on the
you
air.
You call in. Maybe it's that $1,000 gift, that $10,000 gift, folks. Give us a call, 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Perfect time to call. We'll be right back.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live, Open Forum. Tim Staples, our guest, both hours. I'm Cy Kellett, your host, and we are in the first hour of our November pledge drive. We can only come to you four times a year. When we come to you, we only come to you 6 hours out of our week of shows, and we only take part of each hour. We try to continue to just do our job, and thus far, folks have always taken the opportunity to support us, so we haven't had to do more than that. And we'd like to continue that, but we do need your support. I'll give you an idea of when we look at the 3 days, we'd like to be about 900 calls. I'm going to tell you right now. Nick just gave me an update on the number of calls. Right now, we have 20. We have 20 calls, so we got a long way to go on the number of calls. Okay. But things generally start off slowly. But if we could get 300 calls today, that would be a great start. However, those 20 people with gifts ranging from $5, $7 gifts, all the way up to a couple of gifts of $1,000, now it's 28 people have called. Okay. And the same range, but now it's 28 people. We're halfway to our goal. $15,000 this hour. We're at almost exactly $7,500.
But we are a little over halfway, though.
Right. So we just need people to pick up the phone and call.
Pick up that phone, my friends. Yes, we need you. And a $15,000 match, you know, with a little apostolate like Catholic Answers,
that's a
huge.
Big deal. Yeah.
This is a big deal for us. And as Cy said, we don't come to you very often. You know, what is it, four times a year, as you said, Cy, just for these 6 hours?
6 hours, yeah.
And a huge percentage of our funding happens right now, folks. And I guarantee you, there is no better place to... You could go to McDonald's for a month and it wouldn't come close to
the
giving
value.
To the value of giving.
Even if you got the value meal every time.
That's right. But seriously, folks, we really do need your help. And you know, those of you that know me, you know what I'm saying is true. We are here for you guys. Our guys that travel and do seminars and such, we travel around this country and around the world. We are here for you. We are here answering questions every single day here. And I'll guarantee you, my apologists work more than 40 hours a week. Did I say that? We're not supposed to do that. But you know why they do it? Because they love Jesus.
Yeah.
And they love the work. And I know I do as well. We're here for you guys. We're asking you right now to be there for us. We need your help, folks. Can you pick up that phone right now at 888-291-8000 and give us a call? We've got to make this match. And I'm still not liking all of these open lines. You're making me nervous.
888-291-8000. Just pick up and call. If you can make that $5 pledge, it's $10 to us.
That's it.
That's it. Listen, those make all the difference. Don't feel like they don't. Quite a few people have made a single time $25 pledge. But that's $50 to us.
Amen.
Not too many so far, but some taking advantage of the recurring gift. They're making a recurring gift. Let me just go through those real quick, and then we'll go back to the phones. The recurring gifts work this way. At $18 a month, if you can pledge $18 a month, to us, that's doubled, $36 a month. As a matter of fact, the donor gives us the whole amount right up front, so you don't have to worry about it. You take the year, but we get the match right up front. $18 a month is $36 a month to us, all matched up front, and we're able to send you two gifts. Fatima, the miracle that made history, that movie that just recently came out, we're going to send you that as a DVD. We'd love to send you the Fatima movie. Also, we'll send you the book, 100 Ways John Paul II Changed the World by Patrick Novikovsky. So at $18 a month, we get $36 a month, and you get those two gifts. Maybe you are a person who can do $45 a month. If you can do $45 a month, we're going to send you those two gifts. We'll also send you the DVD form of Jimmy Akin's entire course of beginning apologetics.
It is fantastic.
Yeah, and it comes with a workbook. It's got, I don't know, 30 or 40 lessons in there, and it comes with the workbook. At $45 a month, are there some $45 a month folks? And you know what? The lines are filling up a little bit better now. We have a few more to go, and we're going to start filling those lines up. So thank you. 888-291-8000. One other level. There are folks who can do this. It's a significant amount, but there are folks for whom this is comfortable and doable. They can do $84 a month. Why do I say $84 a month? Because you add that up over the year, that's $1,000. Well, for us, that's $2,000 because it's going to get matched dollar for dollar. But you'll get the Fatima movie. You'll get the 100 Ways John Paul II Changed the World, the book. You'll get Jimmy Akin's Beginning Apologetics course. And then you get all the benefits of the President's Club. Anyone who gives $1,000 in the course of 12 months is a member of our President's Club, and that person gets any publication at Catholic Answers throughout the whole year, any DVD, any book, or all of them. You just request the ones you want and you get them. And you're also enrolled as a person getting the Catholic Answers magazine. That's at $84 a month. 888-291-8000. I'm going to go to calls now. Grateful for all those who are dialing that phone. 888-291-8000. By the way, you get all the same stuff if you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and put it in yourself. It takes, I don't know, some people can do it in 90 seconds. Be done. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Next up on our line, Charles. Oh, in the United Arab Emirates.
Fantastic.
Listening on Catholic.com. Always happy to get calls from the Emirates. Charles, go ahead with your question for Tim Staples. I can hear myself talking in the United Arab Emirates.
What's on your mind, Charles?
Can you turn down the radio, Charles?
Yeah, Tim, thank you very much for answering my email.
Oh, very good.
Oh, you guys have had an email conversation.
What's on your mind, Charles?
Okay, Charles is listening to the radio instead of listening to the phone, which I always find extremely entertaining, but you got to stop it, Charles. You got to turn the radio off.
Turn that radio off.
And just listen to the phone. And right now, without further delay, go ahead with your question for Tim Staples. Just give us the question, Charles.
But you got to stop it, Charles. You got to turn the radio off.
Okay, this week. Okay, can everybody hear?
Right now.
Yeah, here we go. Charles.
Hello. Yeah.
Just say your question, Charles.
Yeah, okay. Okay, this is regarding the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit mentioned in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2.
Yes.
I find only six gifts over there.
Correct.
So I just want to know how that seventh gift came, that is piety.
Yes, great, Charles. You're right. In Isaiah 11, we have the famous prophetic text concerning the coming of the Messiah, upon whom would dwell, of course, in full all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But you're right, only six of the seven are mentioned, and piety is the only one that is not mentioned. So you have wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, you have fear of the Lord, fortitude, but piety's not there. Where do we get piety? Well, that comes from sacred tradition. As you know, Charles, we do not believe in sola scriptura, right? That scripture is the sole rule of faith. A rule of faith? Absolutely. Is it the word of God? Absolutely. But the word of God also comes to us through the oral proclamation of the gospel or oral tradition. As you know, Charles, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, which many believe to be the first book of the Bible written, St. Paul says, we give thanks that when we spoke the word or preached the word of God to you, you received it not as the words of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God. And so piety, that is giving what is due to each rational person, piety does not only entail our giving honor to God, which is the first principle of justice as well as piety. Piety, in fact, is a subset of justice, kind of a species of justice, but it also entails honoring the saints and giving honor to our brothers and sisters in accordance with what is their due as well. Great question, Charles. And folks, let me tell you, as Catholics here at Catholic Answers, we get every kind of question you can imagine. And I will tell you, over the years, we give Catholic answers. And sometimes when folks ask us questions, we don't know the answer to. You know what we do, Si? We find out what the answers are. And we have lots of experts in all kinds of fields, every field you can imagine, that we go to. Yeah, we have go-to people, and we find out the answers, folks. And that's what we're here for. But right now, we need you to answer a really important question. Have you supported Catholic Answers yet? Some of you, I'm guessing, Si, there are some folks that have been listening for years and you have not yet given. All right, now's the time. Pick up the phone. It's 888-291-8000. It's time to give. 888-291-8000. And please, as I said before, whether it's $20 or $10,000, folks, it's going to be doubled. We have a matching gift of $15,000, and you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com as well, or you can text Catholic to 24365. And what else do they have to do, Si?
They just text Catholic to 24365, and then they get a link that comes back to them, and then they can make their donation there. It's very, very easy.
See, that's what I failed to mention before. You get a link sent back to you. Got it.
Hey, the lines are filled up. And when we asked you for you to fill them up, they filled up. We're so grateful for that. It means so much early in the pledge drive for that to happen. Hey, if you're that person who's never given before and you're thinking, I could do a $5, I could do a $10, I could maybe do a $20 gift. If you're a new donor, that's just so exciting to us when that happens. We want to be friends with you for a long, long time. So call up, chat with the person on the other end. Make your $5 pledge. Remember that it will be doubled. So it'll be a $10 pledge to us, or a $10 will become a $20, or a $20 will become a $40. But become a member of the family, as Tim was saying. We really would like to hit 300 calls today. So 888-291-8000. We have to take a quick break. It'll be less than 60 seconds, I think, and then we'll come back. And I want to tell you something, Tim. There's a priest. His name is Father Alfred Hewitt. He's been a priest for 64 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's something I'm going to tell you about him that's very exciting when we come back on the other side.
I can't wait.
We're glad you're with us. Stick around for more Catholic Answers Live.
Do you want to end abortion? Halt the attack on traditional marriage? and ensure religious freedom for ourselves and for our grandchildren? To do this, we must convert the culture. St. Paul Street Evangelization is a grassroots initiative that recognizes this need and takes it to the streets. If you're interested in peacefully sharing the gospel in your area, visit streetevangelization.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Tim Staples with us both hours for Open Forum today. And also, it's our chance to come to you to ask you for your financial support, as this will be the last time we ask you in the year 2020. As a matter of fact, you'll probably be glad to see the year 2020 go. So we'll all bid goodbye to it together. But we do need your financial support and help. You can call and make your pledge at 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Tim, I'm going to actually let you make an announcement about what just happened. A beautiful thing just happened to us.
Yes. I asked for somebody out there to give that $10,000 gift. And folks, we just had somebody donate anonymously $10,000. Anonymously.
But you said you'd say the name of the person.
Yes. But this anonymous donor, and God bless you, whomever you are, I am going to pray for you, my friend. He wanted to give this gift in honor of a wonderful priest by the name of Father Alfred J. Hewitt, who has been a priest for 64 years. I just got Holy Ghost goosebumps all over my body.
First of all, 64 years. Thank you, Father Hewitt. I mean, God bless you and thank you, Father.
You, Father, are a great gift to this world, number one. And the anonymous donor, God bless you once again. But folks, can I just say, we need you to stay on the phones because we need to not only get this match, we need to take it beyond and strengthen Catholic Answers. We've talked about this before, Cy, how there are a lot of things we want to do that we simply can't do because of lack of finances. You know what?
Sure, yes.
It's days like this, man, where we can really make a dent. If we would all right now join together, those of you I talked to before, you know, this is the day you're supposed to give, right? Not to put pressure on you. Yes, to put pressure on you. Give us a call at 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. And I will guarantee you can take a look at our website. You can take a look at where the dollars go at Catholic Answers. We spend them well, folks. But you know what? One soul transformed by the power of God's grace.
Yes.
You can't put a price tag on that, folks. So come on, jump on right now. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or simply text Catholic to 24365. And remember, you're going to get a link sent back to you and you can give right there.
We want to thank everybody who has given. Some folks have taken us up on that offer to be first-time donors, or that invitation, that request to please become first-time donors. We need that. As Tim said, we always are losing donors. As you could probably guess, 2020 is a tough year. We're, like everyone else, some of our revenue sources have gone elsewhere or dried up, and that's fine. We certainly understand that. Many people struggling, but we need those new donors. And those of you that have taken up that invitation, thank you so much.
And can I
in
mention
the last
one
few
thing?
Minutes?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Last few minutes. I want to mention Phil in Kansas. God bless you. Gave $250 and challenges all veterans. I am a veteran. He's challenging all veterans to donate to Catholic Answers Live today or tomorrow for Veterans Day. So step up, veterans, and we love you. Semper Fi to my fellow devil dog.
Oh, happy birthday.
Marines, today is our 245th birthday. Semper Fi. Let's have some Marines give us a call as well at 888-291-8000. We want to hear from you. But all of our veterans are being challenged by Phil in Kansas. Let's join together and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Call 888-291-8000. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
It's an exciting start. I'm going to go back to the phones now. It's an exciting start for us. I'm seeing so many new donors come forward, especially, I don't know why. I'm happy that people know you can just pick up the phone and call and make that $5, $7, $10 pledge. That means so much to us. The person on the other end of the line works with us here at Catholic Answers. Everybody answering the phone works here, and they're going to be delighted to talk with you and say thanks. And then also, you got people like Phil in Kansas stepping up, this anonymous donor in honor of a priest with a $10,000 donor. It's a pretty exciting start. All right, I'm going to calm down and go to the callers. Let me give you the number again. About seven lines open right now, 888-291-8000. Let's go to Peoria, Illinois. Watching on YouTube Live is Timothy. Timothy, thank you so much for your call. Your question for our own Timothy Staples.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, welcome.
I just had a question about the Word of God.
Yes.
And I was just wondering, where is it that we can point outside of Scripture itself and actually say, this is the Word of God? Because obviously we can look to the Scriptures and say, okay, the Word of God says this, and it has actual words that are God's Word.
Yes.
And if we can't point to outside of Scripture itself, wouldn't that put Scripture in a place of a higher authority than anything else as far as an authority then?
Right. Great question, Timothy. But the fact is, yes, we can point outside of sacred Scripture and say, this is the word of the Lord. For example, the canon of Scripture is not found in Scripture, but it was declared by the church in accordance with the tradition that binds all Christians. In fact, you can point to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, get a hold of a copy of it, hold it in your hands. It is filled with both the word of the Lord that comes in written form and the word of the Lord that comes through the oral proclamation of the word of God. In fact, every dogma of our faith, the Trinity, the hypostatic union, that is the divinity of Christ, that he is one person with two natures, our teachings on justification, salvation, sacraments, every single thing that we teach is found in both Scripture and tradition. And so the infallible definition of the Trinity, that God is one nature, existing in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is the word of the Lord, my friend. Because, yes, it is found in seed form in sacred Scripture, but you don't have the word Trinity. And we could go down through every teaching that we have is comprised of both the written word of God and the orally proclaimed word of God. And they are equally the word of God. As I go back to Scripture, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15, St. Paul says, stand fast in the traditions you have been taught, either by word, that is rhema, the spoken word, or by written letter. And as I mentioned earlier, 1 Thessalonians 2:13 puts the oral tradition on the same level as the written when St. Paul calls it the word of God. But that is a great question that our friend just called in and asked. And folks, these are the kinds of questions we get every day at Catholic Answers from people. They're Catholics that are struggling in their faith. They're Protestants that are inquiring about the faith. They're unbelievers trying to grapple with and understand. We've talked to Muslims about the Trinity. They're trying to understand, how do I comprehend this? This is what we do at Catholic Answers all day, every day. Folks, I believe it's worth supporting. And we need you now to come through for us. Can you get on the phones at 888-291-8000? Pick up that phone now at 888-291-8000. Or remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365, and you'll get sent a link. But folks, let's keep these. I don't want to see a green light on here, Si. I want all these phone lines to be filled.
888-291-8000 is the number to do that. I'm going to go over again the different giving levels that we have this pledge drive. We're very grateful for any amount that you are able to give. But if you are able to pledge at $18 a month, $18 a month, we want to send you two things. That brand new movie that just came out this year about Fatima, the 1917 miracle that made history. We're going to send you the DVD copy of that movie. We're also send you the book, 100 Ways John Paul II Changed the World by Patrick Novikoski. 100 Ways John Paul II Changed the World. You get the book and the movie if you can make a pledge of $18 a month. If you are a person who can make a pledge of $45 a month or more, $45 a month or more, we'll give you that movie and the book. But we can add at that level Jimmy Akin's Beginning Apologetics course, How to Defend and Explain the Faith. You get the course in DVD format with every single class in the course there, and you get the workbook if you can pledge at the $45 a month level. If you are a person who can pledge at the $84 a month level, $84 a month, because that rounds out to $1,000 at the end of the year. That's $1,000 at the end of the year. That makes you a member of our President's Club. And among the benefits of being in the President's Club, you are automatically a subscriber to Catholic Answers Magazine, the best magazine of Catholic apologetics in the world. And then you also are entitled to request any publication, any video, anything that we put out over the course of the year, you can have it. You just request it and you get it over the course of that year in which you gave $1,000. That's at the $84 a month level. Or can you pledge at $18 a month, $45 a month, or $84 a month? We'd love to send you those gifts. 888-291-8000 is the number, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, the number 888-291-8000. We go now to Mary Alice in Columbus, Ohio, listening on St. Gabriel Radio, 820 a.m. Mary Alice, your question for Tim.
Semper Paratus. I enjoy your bantering. You guys are really, you're great. That was my dad. He's my dear departed father. He was in the Coast Guard, and his father was also.
Oh, wonderful.
But I was not, but I have numerous uncles who are now passed away, and a few brothers that were in the service, and
God bless
cousins
them.
And everything. So,
well, praise God, Mary Alice.
Yes, thank you. And you also, I don't know if I have donated before, so I'll make a deal with you. If after I ask my question, can you put me on hold and I'll make a donation, or should I call back the other?
We'll do anything to make it easy to give
a
donation.
You
wouldn't even believe what we would do. But you better ask the question real quick because you're running out of time, yes. Mary Alice. Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm a cradle Catholic, and prior to Vatican II, I used to hear that Christ raised himself from the dead.
Yes.
And, okay, post-Vatican II, but more recently over the past 10, 20 years, I've been hearing that Christ was raised from the dead with the implication that his Father had raised him from the dead.
So which is
it? Now, we all know that Christ is the second person of the Trinity. He's God. He could do anything he wants. I always believed that Christ raised himself from the dead.
All right, Mary Alice, I got the question. I got to let Tim do it because he's only got 45 seconds to answer.
That's right. Great
question.
Was
he raised or did he raise himself?
And it's both.
Oh, of course. That's a very Catholic answer.
Because the Father raised him. And remember in John chapter 2, he said, destroy this temple and in 3 days, I will raise it up again. Because he's God, yes, he can raise himself from the dead. But of course, God the Father is also spoken of as raising Christ because he's God as well. So, of course, God raised him from the dead. The Father raised him from the dead. And isn't that awesome? Jesus got to create his own soul, right?
Yes.
As well as raise himself from the dead. That is a great question. And, yeah, we're going to keep you on hold. And, folks, I'm going to ask y'all can stay on those phones at 888-291-8000. We keep taking calls, don't we? Even during the break?
Are you kidding? This is when we ramp up. We got it. It's all hands on deck. Everybody runs to the phones now. We're going to be off just for a couple of minutes while you listen to these messages. It's a perfect time to call 888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge. I have to say, it's been a very exciting hour. I want to report back with the number when we come back, the number of what amount was pledged. Also, remember, we're trying to get to 300 people calling today to make a pledge in any amount. So whether it's $5 or $5,000, or Tim goes out on the limb and says, could someone give us $10,000? That's ridiculous. And then somebody does. So if you, whatever your amount, from $5 to $10,000, if you would call 888-291-8000 right now, there's a bunch of folks here at Catholic Answers ready to take your call, and we'd love to hit that 300 call mark by the end of today.
Amen.
888-291-8000.